Hey everybody, this is Dr. Michelle May. I am the founder of Am I Hungry Mindful Eating Programs and Training. And today I have with me a special guest, and her name is Judy. And Judy posts on our public Facebook page pretty regularly. And I always love reading her comments. She's always got a lot of personal insight. She's very encouraging to others because of her experience with this process. So she consented to let me have a conversation with her and to record it so you guys might learn from her as well. So Judy, thank you so much for taking time out to accept my invitation for a conversation. So I'd love to just start by having you share a little bit about yourself and how you came to learn about Am I Hungry and Mindful Eating.
All right, thank you. I appreciate having this opportunity because this has been a fabulous experience for me. I am retired. I taught secondary school for 30 years and retired after 30. And my husband and I moved to a small community in the northern part of Michigan. And we got pretty involved in our community. We started raising puppies for people who are visually impaired, and we raised 8, and they spent a year each in our home becoming acquainted with social events and learning some basic obedience. We met all of the individuals who got our 8 puppies, but I found that it was a fair amount of work in terms of it kept us very active. My family physician was, I believe, the first physician in Michigan to offer the Am I Hungry program. And I was just totally impressed by the program. And I saw it as a way of getting healthier and being happier with myself without the frustration of that four-letter word called diet.
Wow. I love that. I love that your family physician was on board and that she referred you. So let's take a couple steps back, if you don't mind, because I think people would love to know a little bit about your backstory in terms of this whole eating thing. What had gone on prior to that, and how is it that you yourself were struggling with food and those kinds of issues?
It just seemed like I was kind of a yo-yo person. I tried some weight loss programs because I wanted to feel better. She got me on track because my blood pressure was lousy and my cholesterol was lousy. And I just didn't have the energy to be as active. And I just wasn't happy. It was frustrating to me that I couldn't come up with a solution and I just wasn't happy. So when she brought that approach and made that offer and told me a little bit about it, I said, I had nothing to lose.
Well, tell us then about what about the concepts really impacted you? I mean, it sounds like this was quite a long time ago and, you know, maybe as many as 10 years ago and 9 or 10 years ago. And you have applied and continue to apply these concepts. So talk to us a little bit about how this mindful eating idea has really helped change your relationship with food and your body.
Well, what I didn't get for a long time was that why I was eating. I would eat if I was bored or if I was frustrated. Or if I had stress, it was just what I did. Mm-hmm. And I discovered early on that a lot of times I would eat things when I was just thirsty. And when I read all these things in the book, I'm thinking, wow, somebody's been sitting on my shoulder. That Dr. May person must be pretty interesting around and about because it was me. It was my life. It was what I was doing. Mm-hmm. And I wasn't happy with it, but I just didn't have the willpower, which I don't even think about willpower anymore. I just didn't have what it took to make the change long-term. And as I said, I tried some other programs. We can keep those nameless, but they just didn't work for me. I enjoy food. I like to eat. I enjoy food, and I have a sweet tooth. And when we really got into the nuts and bolts of this program, I realized that I could still do some of those things, and it wasn't going to be the end of the earth. And I do not ever anymore beat myself up for anything I've eaten. I just don't, because I look at it as, okay, I had it and I enjoyed it. And I have learned in this program to quit while I'm ahead, in terms of, I think one of the things that you always often said was, there's nothing like the first bite. And after that, it's good, but it gets progressively not all that great as you go along. I equated it with something that my mother-in-law many years ago introduced me to, and that was the little, I think they're about 4-ounce cans of beer. And I enjoyed I enjoyed beer, but it was never, you know, after the first couple of drinks of it, then it just kind of lost its appeal. So we were together in the summer one time, and she produced a 6-pack of these little 6-ounce beers, whatever they were. I don't even remember anymore, because I rarely drink beer anymore because it just doesn't appeal to me. And I said, wow, this is great. I'm happy with one. And by the time that one is finished, I have satisfied my desire to have beer. And that's kind of how I am with pretty much everything anymore. I can actually eat, maybe 4 or 5 potato chips and I'm good. Mm-hmm. But I didn't give them up.
Right. And you know, let me pause you there, because I think there might be some people listening here who don't know our program. And I just want to clarify for the listeners that there's nothing in our program that says you can't eat a bag of potato chips if you want to. There's nothing in our program that tells you to weigh or measure or count potato chips or ounces of beer or anything else. And so I think, you know, when we've done this program, just as Judy's explaining, it becomes very intuitive. You know, we become very connected with the idea that food tastes great, and many foods taste great, not all of them, which is kind of another benefit of doing the program, is you start to realize that not everything is all that wonderful, but it tastes best and most flavorful at the beginning when you're hungry. And the more we eat sort of over time, as our hunger is satisfied, we may not actually even really be enjoying the food as much as we did at the beginning. Now, when we're mindless and we're not attentive to this, we don't notice that. We don't realize that food sort of loses its flavor and its attraction. We keep eating until the plate is clean or the bag is empty, because that's our habit. We're not using our own internal cues of satisfaction and enjoyment to help guide our eating. So what I'm hearing you say, Judy, is that one of the things you learned from this program is to become more tuned in to the enjoyment of food and the recognition that food isn't continuously enjoyable. There's a point at which it's not that enjoyable anymore. And I like to say that when we keep eating because we want it to be enjoyable or fun or whatever, oftentimes we're eating a memory. We're remembering what it tasted like at the beginning. We're wanting it to taste that good again. And we might be remembering what it tasted like, but it's not going to taste that good again until we're hungry again and we sit down and we start a novel eating episode and start over later. And so that I think is such an important concept. And it sounds like that's something that's become so natural for you that it's just part of what you do.
And I think you've pretty well nailed that one, because that is pretty much how I approach it. I was real concerned when we first started this, because we have this fabulous hotel in our little town, and I'm talking a really little town, 3,000 people, and they do this wonderful holiday buffet. Well, let me count the ways. And they have things that we really like. And at first I thought, well, we won't be able to do that anymore. And so I said to my husband, we don't have family up in this area, so we generally go there for holiday meals. And it keeps our kitchen really clean, and I like it a lot. And so the first time through, I was a little concerned because I didn't know how I was going to be able to deal with all this, because it was shortly after I started the program. I think I started the program early fall, and this was Thanksgiving, and it was I was pretty apprehensive. But I followed what I'd read in your book, and I chose the things that I wouldn't normally have available, and things that I really, really liked. And I passed up things that were just kind of, in my mind, at least in my liking, mediocre, and just totally enjoyed what I picked from the selection. And I went to the dessert table, and they have an array, but they have a lot of these little two-bite things, which is perfect for me. And I just picked the things that I really enjoyed having. And when I left there, I didn't feel stuffed. I didn't come home and be miserable. I had enough to eat, and I enjoyed the things I did eat. I found I was eating slower just because I was enjoying what I had. And that's kind of how I operate now. I grew up in the Clean Plate Society.
It sounds to me like you're perfectly describing the concept of eating what you love and loving what you eat. And I think to people who aren't familiar with this program, it's kind of exactly the opposite of what diets always tried to teach me about: eat your vegetables first, fill up on, you know, carrots and celery, eat before you go, you know, or don't go, or whatever else. I mean, all these messages that are so restrictive in nature, but it's truly about eating what you love and loving it, and, you know, not trying to get your money's worth, because you get your money's worth when you eat food that you enjoy and you feel wonderful afterward, which just sounds exactly like what you do now.
Bingo. Yes, yeah. That is it. I just don't feel that anything is off limits, and I just enjoy, you know. Christmas was another time that I was worried about, because everybody makes all these goodies and wants to share them and what have you. And I have learned over the last several years that you graciously accept whatever gifts are given, and then you pick and choose, because let's face it, some are rather mediocre, and I just don't do mediocre anymore.
Ooh, that's amazing.
I like chocolate, but I don't eat cheap chocolate.
I love
it. If I'm going to have chocolate, I get the best I can find.
Nice.
Because it's, if I deny myself all those things, I am doomed to fail.
Yes.
I just know it.
Yes.
And I have a short attention span when it comes to things like weighing and measuring, and I have a hard enough time just reading labels that I want, and I know I need to do that, and I do some. I check things, but I don't pore over them and get all cranked up about them. So this isn't the healthiest thing, but we don't have this very often, and I'll have a little bit. And, you know, I'm a carb person. I could live and die with carbs, and I still have carbs, because I know if I cut them all out, first of all, I get cranky.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's my first sign of being hungry. Mm-hmm. I start getting irritable.
Mm-hmm.
And so I know I'm going to have these things. And so I just try to put them to the best use I can. And one of the things I learned from your program is that I'm in charge. I'm in charge of what happens. And I feel better. I like going to the gym. I don't ever go to the gym and say I have to be on the bike for X number of minutes to burn off anything. I don't burn off anything at the gym. I just go to keep all the joints moving. And I have a lot of friends that are there. I mean, we have great conversations there. I just go because I enjoy going.
It's so wonderful to talk with you, Judy. And I appreciate your encouragement of others on our Facebook page. I think sometimes these concepts seem abstract or they seem impossible to believe. How could eating what you love actually help you live a more vibrant life? And you're a wonderful, beautiful example of that. So thank you so much for taking time to share your story with us.